Hello.
Hi, my name is Carlos, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything. I will not ask you for your donation. Am I speaking to Amber?
This is her.
Okay. Amber, how you say your last name? Villalobaso?
Villalobaso.
Okay. And first of all, ma'am, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
Right direction? Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Now, I would like to ask some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of Southmont Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
Yes, that's clear.
Okay. And what year you were born?
I don't think I want to answer this part of the survey.
Okay. Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Is that you or a household member?
Household members.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
White.
Okay. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I'd say excellent.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on the scale of 1 to 5. Where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. Now, more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses. 1 to
5.
5, okay. Better street and road maintenance.
4.
Thank you. More dining and entertainment options.
5.
Thank you. More parks and recreational opportunities.
5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
5.
Better public transportation options.
4.
Okay. More good paying jobs.
5.
Thank you. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a housemaker?
Employed.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
I say too few.
Thank you. And will you say there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
I say just about the right amount.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no, would you like to see more of that kind of business in Levine? Now, restaurant, bars, and entertainment venues. Yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Yes strongly.
Doctor's offices and hospitals.
Yes somewhat. Is that an option?
Yes. Yes strongly, yes somewhat, and no.
Okay, yes somewhat.
Thank you. Grocery stores and supermarkets.
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Yes, somewhat.
Dollar stores and discount chains.
Not really.
Yes or no?
Oh, no. Sorry.
Thank you. Now, in your own words, what type of store and businesses would you most like to see more in Levine?
Sit-down restaurants.
Like what kind of sit-down restaurants?
Like a Zips, maybe a sports, like,
Zips,
kind of
okay.
Bar.
Okay.
Sports bar, TVs, but also even more just, you know, like a little bit fancier, I guess. I think we have, like, some good middle ground stuff, maybe another breakfast place, like brunch kind of thing.
Like recreationals?
Brunch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that all you have in mind, or you have something else?
I guess it's more shopping, like general shopping, like Target, that kind of a thing, Costco.
Okay. Target. You said Costco's, right?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just to piss people off, well, not really, but you can put a dispensary on there, too. We need another one of those in Levine.
Dispensary? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dispensary. Pushing gears a bit, okay? How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much does it cost to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I'd say a fairly big problem.
Okay. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. And housing availability, not a problem at all. A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
A fairly big problem.
Thank you. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no. Would you like to see more of that kind of housing? Okay. Townhouses or attached homes? Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes, somewhat.
Housing options for seniors.
Yes, strongly.
Single family detached homes.
Yes, somewhat.
Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums.
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
More than 20.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or you're living with friends or family?
Own.
Thank you. I'm almost done, okay? We're almost there. We're like at 90, we're at 90%. We're at 90%, okay? We're almost there.
All right.
But all this really does, really, we appreciate, okay? Now I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Strongly favor, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Somewhat favor.
Okay. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing, so somewhat favor, correct?
Yes.
Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Yes, strongly favor.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominiums buildings.
Strongly favor.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly favor.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Strongly favor.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Strongly favor.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A master's degree.
Thank you. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, more than $25,000.
More than.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Amber.
Thank you, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay, ma'am?
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too, ma'am.